Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. Really awesome second hour of the show. Danny Green on the NBA, Rob Pozzola on the NHL playoffs, and Herman Edwards joining us to end the second hour of the show, giving us a couple really interesting notes there. He thinks Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. Talked to Jaden Daniels yesterday on the phone. Really, like, agonizing in my own head. Like, how far do I want to press this? Sure. I really appreciate the coach comes on the show.
We'd
and didn't
like
want to alienate
know.
Him. Yeah, we don't like... yeah, so I don't think he would tell us. I think at some point he'd probably be like, leave me alone, guys. Like, Jaden's my guy. I'm not going to ruin this guy's, like, draft experience for you. So appreciate Herm coming on the show. And to be fair, he did tell us, like, yeah, kind of think he's going to Washington. Also, he's a massive favorite. It seems like that's where things are leaning right now. Also, yeah, like, obviously, it's like, yeah, you idiots. Of course, Antonio Pierce and the Raiders want Jaden Daniels. Right. Duh.
Well, they want to trade for Jaden. I mean, they're trying to trade for Jaden. It's like, well, yeah. And when you put it that way, yes, they probably are trying to do that.
And based on the way he said that, it kind of sounded like they only want Jaden if they're going to trade up, which to me makes it sound like they're not going to trade up to three with the Patriots, assuming that Jaden Daniels is the second pick with the Washington Commanders. So as we approach Thursday, maybe starting to get like a little bit of clarity, and I want to emphasize the word a little bit of clarity on how things might go early on Thursday night. We'll get back to the NBA playoffs, back to the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now to maybe help give us some more clarity as to what we'll see on Thursday night, it's been a while since we've had him on the show. And when we last had him on the show, he was kind of like teasing that he had like a big announcement to make with his life and his career that was coming up in a little bit. That announcement has come and gone, and we are pleased to welcome back to You Better You Bet now, newly minted member of our friends over at Establish the Run, and we have a lot of people from ETR on the show, notably Evan Silva and Mike Gallagher. And now we can say from Establish the Run, our good friend John Daigle joins us here on You Better You Bet. John on Twitter, at @NotJDaigle. John, congratulations on the move to ETR, my friend. Happy draft week to you and yours. It's Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet. How's it going?
I appreciate the sentiment, and like y'all, I'm just ready to get this done and dusted, because the quarterback talk, number two, number three, it's now just causing me to have a headache, because I know you're asking for clarity, but it just doesn't seem like anyone knows. Everyone is solely citing what they're hearing behind the scenes, and that the rest of the league thinks it's going to be Jaden Daniels. But just like both CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson last year, it doesn't matter what the rest of the league thinks. It literally just matters what these two and three are trying to maneuver right now. So just looking forward to seeing that number two pick finally be announced on Thursday.
Yeah, so, and John, you kind of alluded to it, right? Like, there's this kind of like consensus. Like, it's not, it's kind of behind the scenes, but it's kind of like insiders and guys go on podcasts and say stuff. And all of that has been baked into this really clean consensus top 10, where like everyone kind of thinks the same stuff is going to happen. Like Daniels, May, Harrison, Chargers trade out, Vikings take McCarthy. Like, you could go down to almost number 10, Titans take a lineman. Like, you go down to number 10 and it's like everyone thinks the same thing. And Nick and I spent a ton of time yesterday trying to figure out, How likely is it that that's actually what's going to happen? We don't think it's likely at all. We think nobody knows anything. Where are you on the confidence level that what everyone thinks is going to happen in the first 10 picks is actually what's going to happen?
I would say I'm confident in the players, but the issue is with mock drafts, you screw up one domino and the rest of them fall entirely different. So much so that teams and organizations can just change their position altogether as well if they have someone at cornerback or whatever locked in higher. And that's my concern, is that if I get one thing wrong here in the top 10, the next 5 to 8 picks are going to be completely wrong as well, which is why I've been trying to hone it down. For me personally, I don't know about y'all, but the most important question I'm trying to figure out is, how do the Giants have their quarterbacks shaken out on their big board? Because if they don't care about J.J. McCarthy, we have no idea. But if they don't, then regardless of what happens at 2 or 3, then we kind of think the Cardinals may stay in place rather than trade back with the Giants if they have a J.J. McCarthy who may slip to number 4 overall on their board. That's the one they're targeting. Otherwise, the Vikings-Cardinals trade that everyone is proposing, it still doesn't really make sense to me. There would still have to be so much maneuvering happening with Arizona, since they do prioritize. We think they're prioritizing Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr., maybe even in that order. But you can't trade back to 11 and have that happen. So to me, it just seems like I need to know what the Giants are thinking at quarterback. Is it a smokescreen, or are they really just putting that out because they want Malik Nabers? That's the most important question.
Yeah, you kind of like worked yourself into an answer there of the question that I was going to ask. I'm going to ask it anyway, because you're saying like you want to find out like what the Giants are playing, which quarterback they like. The intimation there is that the Giants are going to trade up for a quarterback. Now, you also mentioned Minnesota. Now, there's no question that the Vikings want to trade up for a quarterback. They've telegraphed that with the moves that they've made. So whether they do it or not is kind of immaterial. We know that they want to do it. Like, that is Minnesota's intention, is to make a trade for a quarterback. It's why they acquired an extra free. It would be insane, like, to not take one and just pick at 11 and 23. It sounds, though, John, like you think the Giants are more likely to try and trade up for a quarterback than they are to stand pat at number 6 and take McCarthy if he falls, if they like J.J. McCarthy, or maybe Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison or whoever falls at number 6. What is your best guess right now as to what the New York Football Giants are looking to do on Thursday night?
Take Malik Nabers would be my guess absolutely right now. I know I've seen some people throw out Romo Dunes. I'm not buying it, given how the Giants have prioritized the receivers. We've known under Brian Daboll, they've been looking for more receivers who catch the ball over the middle of the field, turn up field, get those yards after the catch. That's much more Malik Nabers than Romo Dunes, who's also obviously an amazing player. I just think Nabers fits the Giants' style. And to me, again, it goes back to McCarthy in particular, not Jaden Daniels or Drake May, because I believe the Giants like them. I believe they've done work on those two guys. But again, it doesn't matter if May goes 2nd and Daniels goes 3rd. That's a shakeup. What happens then if McCarthy's at 4? Will the Giants trade, or do they not care about J.J. McCarthy? That's why it's the one name I need to know how the Giants are factoring in, because otherwise, I think they do just simply stay put and take one of Marvin Harrison Jr. or Nabers, whomever's there.
I do think that's really interesting with 4 and 6, John. I just want to point out, like, there's also a ton of rumors about the Chargers trading, John, right? So you mentioned the Cardinals trade. Doesn't make a lot of sense to you. Maybe they just stay and take Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, and I totally understand what you're saying, where maybe some teams prioritize one, some teams prioritize the other in terms of the wide receivers. The Chargers at 5, and I feel like we've gone through like 10 different cycles of what this is going to be, where it's like, well, the Chargers are like, they're going to take Joe Alt. They're like going to take an offensive, like that's what's going to, it's Harbaugh, running game, all this stuff. Nah, actually, they don't really have a lot of wide receivers. No, actually, they're going to trade. That's for sure what they're going to do. Like you mentioned, 4. Nah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. What are the Giants going to do right after the Chargers? What's your best guess for what the Chargers are going to do at 5 right now?
The Chargers and Titans are, in my opinion, just battling one another for a offensive tackle. Having said that, both can screw this up and go wide receiver. Odunes didn't play slot much at all in college, and Brian Callahan came out specifically and mentioned the team is in need of a slot receiver. I don't think he wants to play Treylon Burks there. He obviously wasn't part of the regime that drafted Burks to begin with. And that's not Odunes. So that's why I think either way, the Titans will stay put at 7 and draft the best offensive tackle. The issue is, to answer your question, the Chargers, and I'm sure people have said this on your show before, Joe Alt makes sense in Tennessee in place of Andre Dillard, whereas Alt doesn't really fit in Los Angeles, where Rashawn Slater is locking down that position already. J.C. Latham, in fact, who's been called a dark horse top 10 pick, makes much more sense in Los Angeles. So I added, just in the last 48 hours, added some Latham first tackle off the board, just in case he makes the more sense there to John Harbaugh than Alt does. Also, again, the Titans can screw this up and still take a wide receiver, you know, underneath our very own noses. So right now, I believe the Chargers would take either trade back and take a tackle, or if Marvin Harrison Jr. happens to fall there because the Giants trade up for a quarterback, I believe they take Marvin Harrison Jr. over Joe Alt. Those are the two scenarios I'm at right now with LA.
You better here with Nick and Ken on a Tuesday, talking the NFL draft with our friend John Daigle, now a member of Establish the Run on Twitter at NotJDaigle. John, I have the mock draft that you dropped late last week over at Establish the Run, and I said this before, like, I subscribe to ETR's NFL content. People can check it out. So I have your mock draft open here. I won't spoil kind of like what you think's going to happen with Atlanta's pick, but it does feel like across all mock drafts, there's a consensus, right, that it's going to be either Dallas Turner or like a defensive player. What do you think we see with the 8th overall pick with the Atlanta Falcons on the clock on Thursday night?
I didn't write this in that mock draft either, but I still think Dallas Turner over 9.5 is one of my favorite bets of the entire draft. I'm not even sure Turner is the top edge on the Falcons board, let alone the top defensive player. It's what everyone is assuming, but to me, it's a very similar situation to Nolan Smith last year, where everyone agreed he's a top 10 player, a very explosive edge. But it doesn't matter if he misses out on the one team like the Eagles who could draft him, and then everyone else behind them just doesn't have that as a need. And I think that's kind of what's happening with Dallas Turner, is that the Falcons, in my opinion, are probably more locked in on either Laiatu Latu or Byron Murphy. And those are my leans right now at number 8 overall. And if that's the case, then Turner could do that Nolan Smith slide all the way down to the late first round. I think that's what's going to happen too. So in my opinion, Turner's not going at number 8. We can still bet the over there. And I'm pinpointing Byron Murphy to them in particular. But again, if it was Latu, because he's the top edge on their board, that would not surprise me either.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John, there's another, you mentioned Dallas Turner and like the groupthink around, well, he's just going to go in that spot. It feels like that's happened, not to the same degree, but a lot, with like the Jets and Brock Bowers at 10. Like I have like a lot of the draft programming on, especially like the really, really popular kind of mock drafters that have shows on the networks. That's all that the Jets take at 10. Like there's no other options almost. And it's weird, right? Cause like he's a tight end. They still need depth on offensive line. They could take a number of other players. They could trade. They could do a lot of things. Do you feel like the same thing there? Where like, hey, everybody thinks Atlanta's doing this. We don't really have any idea. I kind of get the same sense with the Jets at 10. What's your best guess with them, let's say, in about a minute?
And I do buy into the idea that the Jets are trying to trade up, perhaps to number 8 for Romo Dunze. I think ultimately they stay put and they go, to your point, either Brock Bowers or Troy Fatanu out of Washington, who NFL teams are just going to move inside, despite the fact he played tackle for Michael Penix just last year. Jets, yes, address their offensive line and free agency on paper, but we've seen most recent years, the Bengals and the Bills, it just doesn't matter. Like, those guys were available to replace your offensive line on paper for a reason. And just the shakeup the Jets had, they still clearly need help on the interior. So I think Fatanu makes a lot of sense there. Ultimately, though, like Cyrus O'Torrence last year, who the Bills got on day 2, I pay attention to medical flags this last week. The news cycles don't really care about. Medicals I do care about. And that's why O'Torrence, arguably the league's best interior player in the draft last year, dropped to day 2. Fatanu's not going to drop to day 2, but we are hearing bad things about his medicals right now. I wonder if it's enough to push him to the mid-late first round and thus forcing the Jets to stay put and take Brock Bowers. That's my lean at what New York's doing right now. But it's down to those two players, Bowers and Fatanu.
John, let's close with this in about 30 seconds. Any player, any bet that you like coming up for the draft that we have not yet discussed in this interview that you like for our listeners and viewers?
A.D. Mitchell over his number currently right now, just because we've heard about the red flags, the character concerns. Also, the more these other guys get hyped up, like Xavier Worthy, who I still think is a locked-in first-round player. Brian Thomas also popped up with negative medicals, but again, their team's so high on him with first-round grades, I don't think he slips out. I think Ladd McConkey could slip ahead of A.D. Mitchell as well. So Mitchell over to me seems like one I'm much more interested in taking here down the home stretch.
Xavier Worthy, you don't run 4-2 at the combine and like not go in the first round. I agree with you on Xavier Worthy. Let's close 15 seconds here to close, John. Michael Penix Jr. going in the first round?
No, unless the Raiders trade back in. But I think their first pick is far too rich to sneak him in this first round. And also, the Vikings have those two first-round picks. If they've just been trying to blow smoke around J.J. McCarthy, we could be looking at Bo Nix in the late 20s for them instead. So that's the only way, in my opinion, one of Nix or Penix sneak into the first round on Thursday.
Now, for real, last one, 10 seconds to go. As of right now, the number one receiver off the board in season-long drafts would be who and why in 10 seconds?
Marvin Harrison Jr., I still believe he's going to be the very first pick, number 4 overall, from Kyler Murray and a very progressive offense that Drew Petsick runs in Arizona.
But non-rookie, who's the first receiver off the board in season-long drafts?
CeeDee Lamb, because for whatever reason, it took until Lamb's fourth year for the Cowboys to move him around to both the slot and perimeter over the second half of the season, which is why it exploded. CeeDee Lamb's the number one wide receiver in fantasy.
I can't wait to get Justin Jefferson with like the 10th pick in the first round this year because people are scared off by J.J. McCarthy or whatever. John, you're awesome. We appreciate it. Please check out John's work over at Establish the Run. A lot of cool stuff coming from ETR and John at NotJDaigle on Twitter, EstablishTheRun.com. My friends, stay well. Enjoy the draft. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
Good luck, boys.
Coming up next, Ken Barkley and yours truly. Yeah, guess what we're going to do? We're going to talk the NFL draft. We just spent 40 minutes doing it with guests. Of course, we're going to do it coming up on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.